Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together like the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now, their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sachs, Slash, Super Sam, and legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Yeah, everybody, that's what 13-1 sounds like.
Yes, sir.
That is what.
Dallas sucks.
Can you guys do that for about another 58 minutes? Then I don't have to do a damn thing. Hey, everybody, this is Green Legion Radio's Fox Sports pregame show on 102.5 FM Philadelphia, The Gambler. We are broadcasting from Fat Poor Tap Works in Chicago, Illinois. And the rowdies are ready to go. Some of you started exactly at 7 a.m. You guys are completely out of your minds. I was ready to kill myself at 7 a.m. Seriously. Chicago, 5 a.m. bar, that's bad. It constantly reinforces the fact that I need adult supervision at 52 years old. Sad. Everybody, make sure you download the iHeartRadio app, rate, review, subscribe to Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia. Show is brought to you by our friends at Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon Diaz. Nobody else is here to do it with me. It's not as fun. Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency in Williamstown, New Jersey, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company, Premier Window Cleaning, the Ludlum Bar and Grill, formerly La Costa in Sea Isle, the beautiful ladies over at Cheerleaders, Gentlemen's Club, Echelon Health and Fitness across the bridge. You guys, we got a hell of a show. I mean, when was the last time we were 12-1? Playing a team that's 3-10. I'm sorry. Let me reverse back here and introduce my distinguished panel of guests today.
Panel of guests today, sir.
Everybody, you know him. He's my ride or die partner for 15 years.
Yes, sir.
Captain William Demps, everybody, defending freedom all over the world.
So on that 3-10, let's not lose sight of that right now. 6-game losing streak, right? And they're fighting for that number 2 spot with Denver for the draft pick. This game is over. Let's talk about how great the Eagles are.
Well, what I wanted to talk about, actually, before we get into the Chicago matchup, is a little bit about the massacre at the Meadowlands last week. I mean, did anybody... we all know this, all right? Regardless of how good the Eagles are or the Giants are, there's always some screwed-up game where it's really close, and I was perpetuating that mantra the entire show last week. I said 20-17 Eagles. I was wrong. Well, happy to be wrong.
Well, we continue to find things out about our quarterback. Like that Michael Jordan meme, Hurts took that personal. Last year, he had one of his worst games against them, and he came out and balled out.
If you guys remember the game specifically, I think it was over the first two drives. All right? First two drives... 14 plays, 84 yards, 8:05 taken off the clock. I think they need to do the same thing here in Chicago. Balance that run and pass attack right now. Again, Chicago doesn't have much of a pass defense, but well, they don't have much of anything at 3-10.
That's correct.
All right. But then your second drive in that Meadowlands game, 12 plays, 91 yards, 4 minutes, 55 seconds taken off the clock. You're going to drain the will out of a team taking over the first quarter. And just absolutely dominating the time of possession.
They want the second pick instead of the third pick. Denver's
Katie Stone, everybody. Katie Stone. By the way, we also had Ted and Beth Juergens in the house. Yeah. Cam Juergens' parents. Hold on a second. Just give it to Beth right now. Beth, put your hand out there.
Let her sit down. Come on and sit down here.
No, she doesn't want to. Wait, she's already been on the radio once more than she wanted to be. And by the way, Cam Juergens as our guest on the player show at Live Casino in South Philadelphia was an excellent guest, but so was Beth Juergens, by the way. Representing Beef Jerky, Cam Juergens Beef Jerky Company. Anyway, getting in. Sorry, losing track. This is something I wanted to bring up and haven't really. You kind of lose sight when you're playing well. It's like a Yelp review. Mm-hmm. You only hear it when somebody's pissed off.
Right.
All right. Beginning of the season, that Detroit game, right? Did anybody think Gannon knew what the hell he was doing?
Yeah, fire Gannon is still a thing.
Fire Gannon. But right now, I think he's got it. And he's keeping these guys disciplined, especially Derrick Henry. We made Derrick Henry our bitch. What? Just, you can't deny that in any capacity. Saquon Barkley, you didn't do anything. You were bitch number two. I can bitch all day. I can get away with that one, right, Slash? Yes, good. Anyway.
Wait, but don't lose the stats on that defense. So people talk about, oh, we need to rush more. We need to bring back, you know, the Jim Johnson era. Right now, the Eagles lead in total takeaways. They lead in interceptions, sacks, and, oh, by the way, turnover margin.
The defense
is good.
It's back to that day and age where you like watching the defense on the field.
Yeah.
And that has not been the case in a very long time. We're going to talk about some matchups here. First of all, Jalen Hurts.
That's my quarterback.
Are we doing this again? We can do this the whole time, guys. I do not have to say anything. So, you got the Eagles 12-1, coming here 3-10. I think the plan of attack for Chicago is to try to unleash Justin Fields. All right, but they don't have anything else. However, we have to consider one thing. They have a pretty decent tight end in Kmet. All right. And right now, Anthony Harris had to be signed off of basic retirement to cover that safety position.
Right.
And I think he covers Kmet. I don't think they put Marcus Epps on him.
Right.
All right. I think that's going to be Anthony Harris all day long.
But that's a one-trick pony.
It is.
So they lead the NFL in rushing. Was that 189 yards? But that's it. They brought in Claypool. He went down. They brought in Moody. He went down. And then Montgomery left. So there's nothing on that offense that scares me.
I believe the stat is Justin Fields has, about 219 more rushing yards than Jalen Hurts this season. 8 touchdowns. So they're kind of neck and neck, but
right.
They also don't, you know, when he goes up against a formidable defense, it's a brand new day.
Yeah. Kmet has 5 touchdowns, and he leads. So that's it.
Interesting matchup. 5th-round draft pick out of Southern Utah, Braxton Jones, has started all 13 games at left tackle. 5 penalties, 3 holding, 2 false starts, 5 sacks allowed per Pro Football Focus. Promising young player with size, but he's got to go up against Josh Sweat today.
It's not even that. They're going to put Hassan Reddick over there, and he's going to get loose.
It's
pick one.
Pick one. Exactly. Pick one. Jones has allowed a team-high 6 sacks, 24 hurries, 33 pressures, while Sweat has 7.5 sacks for the second year in a row, and his pressure rate is among the best in the NFL.
Look, he's a rookie, and he's not seen a defense like this.
What chance does Chicago have? I want to play devil's advocate here.
All right, can I get my animal house in?
Go ahead.
0.0.
Perfect. Perfect. I love 0.0. Excuse me.
No, so one game this year, the only game this year that I told folks to bet the farm on was the first Cowboys game. This is the second time this year I'll say, go to bed, go do whatever you want to, put all your money, because the Eagles are winning this game tonight.
All right. Well, going to be an interesting day for you, by the way. We have a surprise.
For me?
Yep.
What, the fact that my name is on this thing?
On your badge?
Yeah, fire the staff.
Bayless should be here in just a minute. And it's a surprise from him.
Oh, that's my guy.
But you didn't have to worry about layering up today.
Okay.
Good stuff. We're going to be in the box next to Jeffrey.
Oh.
Yeah, look at that face. Merry Christmas, baby.
My man. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, sir. Always a pleasure. Slash, you want to take a quick break here? You said you wanted to get to a couple before the bottom half of the hour. I got a quick read.
Yeah, go for it.
And then we can take one.
Yep.
Don't hang out alone in the man cave for football this season. Try hanging out at Cheerleaders with sexy entertainers, $4 domestic beers, Jameson specials, and awesome game day prizes during all Sunday and Monday football games. That's right. Stop in before, during, or after the game, not only to see your favorite entertainers, but also your chance to win an awesome game day prize. The most epic game day experience is at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, where champions play. Cheerleaders are daily from noon until 2 a.m. This is Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports pregame show, brought to you by our friends at Live Casino, South Philadelphia, number one rated casino in Pennsylvania. We're broadcasting live from Fat Poor Tap Works in Chicago, Illinois. All right, everybody, Fox Sports, The Gambler, Green Legion Radio. This is the Fox Sports pregame show. Alongside Captain Demps, Slash in studio producing the show today, we are live from Fat Poor Tap Works McCormick location here in Chicago, owned by one of the most excellent friends of the program and one of my most excellent friends, period. Owner, everybody, Eric Bayless to the house.
Yes, sir. Give it up.
Can we get for him? By the way, we're back on air, you guys.
E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagles!
Eric, how are you, sir?
I am perfect.
Yeah, you sure about that?
I am positive.
Hold on, you got to get to the microphone there.
I am positive.
There you are. Eric, Big Onion Tavern Group, been your baby for how long now?
12 years.
Locations here in Chicago, people that are coming out to visit from Philadelphia, places they should know. Obviously, Hop Smith, our headquarters, every time we're out here at State and Division.
Yep.
Fat Poor now here in McCormick. You have one in...
Over in Wicker Park.
Talk about the rest of your organization.
So we have 7 locations right now. We have a location down in Nashville as well. So if you guys are in Nashville ever...
Oh, that's great.
Most of you guys have been there.
Hot chicken.
Hop Smith down there. We have Woody's, home of the best wings in the nation.
Oh, yeah?
So if you guys get a chance, stop by Woody's in Old Town. And that's
if you're in Philadelphia, that takes on a whole new meaning.
We have the best wings in the nation, for
nice.
Sure. And we're that's the model we're going to duplicate and go out to the suburbs and
excellent,
do it up.
Man. Excellent. We said goodbye this summer, on July 1st, to
yep.
Irish Oak. That was, man, that was like playing taps for real.
It was awesome, though.
Yeah, that was a good time. Understand, you decided to go out last night, huh?
Yeah, you know.
Where were you?
I was where I was. There were no roads. I think I'm still out.
Well, that's normal for you, though. That's not new.
It used to be normal for me.
A shout out to Amy, not with us right now. Is she here?
I hope not. No, you two took her seat.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank her.
Everybody, upcoming events at Live Casino in South Philadelphia. Oh, wait, what's today's date? Today's the 18th. If you're still in Philadelphia after the game, head over to Live Casino South Philly for Soul Town to Motown Holiday Show tonight. Party with Dorinda on New Year's Eve. Dorinda Medley from The Real Housewives of New York City.
Woo!
Yeah, I can't wait. Best of the Eagles tribute band. On January 20th and Bobby Collins, Saturday, February 18th. We're talking matchups right now, you guys. We've got We've got a. I'm smelling it. I'm smelling 13-1. But it's an interesting scenario right now. All right. First of all, how the hell does Minnesota come back from that game yesterday?
That's what
happened. From the dead.
That was a bigger comeback than if my dad came back.
Nervous ticks over here on the table. But
two reasons for that.
Look, seriously, Minnesota, I'm not worried about.
Right.
But I just want all this crap and dead weight out of the way. So they can rest every starter against the Giants. I don't like a scenario that has them having to play because the Cowboys wind up winning next week. I don't like the Cowboys game.
That's just the Philadelphia-ness beaten into us.
I know, he said it.
I determined yesterday we're 5.5 points better than any other team in the NFL.
Yes, no one scares me.
Any other team in the NFL. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's just because of the Philadelphia-ness inside of us that we don't believe it.
Negativity. Negadelphia.
Everybody, a warm goodbye to Ted and Beth Juergens going into the game. Thanks for coming out, you guys. BeefJergy.com, everybody. BeefJergy, J-U-R-G-Y. It is excellent. And you can actually get a hat as cool as this one if you go there.
Nice. But let's laugh at the Colts. You don't like them.
From
Ursay to Saturday to Ryan. I mean, come on. You want your reasons why that comeback happened?
Well, Matt Ryan, obviously, doesn't know how to hold on to a lead. But aside that, all right, you're right, Eric, and you're right, Captain. You guys have both said this. This team is that good. This team is dominating. This team, but it's the Philly in you. It's the Philly that goes, when is the bottom going to drop out of this thing? When are we going to, and I don't want to jump on that chip because the second I do, I'm going to get disappointed. I know it. So I'm going to stay a bit skeptical about the entire thing, but I believe if they're able to stay relatively healthy, nobody can beat them.
If we don't have 9 injuries, I'm telling you, like we're that good.
Deep.
Like I mean, one of our receivers could go out.
Giggity.
Exactly. I mean, look at the Bills game yesterday. They're a good team. They're not even compared to us.
I don't think there's much difference between the AFC and NFC at this point. You still have same, you know, level. But what I'm saying is, you're not going to be surprised when you get to the Super Bowl because the Bills are playing in a much better conference, or the Chiefs are playing in a much better conference than us. We're dominating our conference. We're dominating our division, but I think we're that good.
The toughest thing will be getting by someone in the playoffs that's in our division, obviously, because they know each other so well, and that's it. That, mark my words, it will be the only close game.
Right.
We're that good.
Remember this, okay? If this winds up the way it could look, if we go to Dallas and win next week and wind up having to play Dallas in the playoffs, it's a very rare scenario when you can beat a division team 3 times in 1 year.
We are that okay. good.
Right. And is Dak Prescott still going to be playing quarterback? Is the coach going to be the same on that third game?
Oh, God. Well, first of all,
McCarthy, is he still going to be coaching?
Hold on. We could go back to playoffs from last year. Slash, if you could, I'm not going to ask you to pull that clip right now, but that's a good one for next week. That is a great one. I mean, dumbest play call in the history of playoffs.
Other than the Super Bowl with the Seahawks. That might have been the only one comparable.
You're right.
Yeah.
Let's not run Marshawn Lynch 4 times.
from the 13-inch yard line.
Yeah. I love it. Good to have both of you here, man.
Good to see you.
It's a pleasure, man. And your place, this is first time I've seen this, man. This place is gorgeous.
Thank you.
Top notch, man. I hear the other one is huge, though.
The other Fat Poor?
Yeah.
The other Fat Poor was our first. I mean, it is the epitome of a sports bar.
Is it?
So, yeah, it really is. This is a restaurant. I mean, we crank here, and then we're just started building a place right in the first suburb of Lincolnwood that's going to be our first.
Lincolnwood?
Lincolnwood.
Giggity.
Exactly. Getting out is the city.
I'll keep doing that giggity the entire time.
I like it.
Can I say again I hate the Bears?
Why?
I'm not over 88.
Wow.
I just don't like the Bears fans.
Oh.
Well, them either. But
well, don't say that to the 8 or 10 that are in here right now.
or the 99% of my regulars. But the reason being is that they still like and think that the coach did anything. Only one person left that team, and that was Buddy Ryan.
Right.
And the defense fell apart.
Right.
It's just, and also, you can't even give tickets away when the Bears are bad.
Well, I mean, talk about track record when he went to New Orleans. First of all, the dumbest decision in the history of drafts. All right. We'll give you our entire draft for Ricky Williams. Okay.
Short arms.
Let's get back to the game today. Justin Fields, matchups. These are matchups we're looking at right now. Eagles Eye, appreciate the commentary on this one. Eagles Eye, everybody. 23-year-old former first-round pick. Justin Fields, been a lot of fun to watch this season. Been a real special runner. Think about how good Jalen Hurts has been running this season. Pretty impressive. Fields rushed for 219 more yards than Hurts so far this season. 8 touchdowns, like we said earlier. The Bears have a couple solid running backs, David Montgomery and Khalil Herbert, who might return from... Does anybody know if Khalil's coming back from IR today?
No, he's hurt.
He's hurt.
He's not. Okay, he's not coming back. But the star of the run game is Fields. Outside of that, the Eagles kept Daniel Jones in check on the ground week 14. He's pretty elusive. And it's been a disciplined pass rush.
I've watched Fields a lot, watched every game. He's impressive on the stat sheet. He doesn't make the right decisions. He's the typical running quarterback that won't go anywhere. Typical, like he makes the wrong decisions. That's what's amazing about Hurts. Hurts runs when he should. He passes when he should. He stays in the pocket when he should. He throws away when he should. The Bears will go up 7-0, and the final score will be 45-7. I'm sorry for ruining it for everyone.
And that'll be today.
Yeah.
That's great.
So bet again.
Do it, Gobbler.
Slash.
Giggity.
We did go over protocol early. There it is. We got it. We got it muffled. Nice job, Bailey. My man.
Good job, Slash.
So, just found out that Anthony Harris did not get elevated. Thanks, KJ. Appreciate you. Congratulations for outkicking your coverage. He's here on his baby shower. There it is. So, that's congratulations, brother. AJ. I said KJ. I'm sorry. I was thinking of... AJ Kamara here on his baby shower, everybody. Give it up. Also, Aubrey Andrews, 22nd birthday today, from what I understand. It's a bitch turning 22, Aubrey.
She's been drinking Irish Oak for 4 years, though.
Thank God you're not there anymore. So, Anthony Harris did not get elevated to start today, which means Kayvon Wallace is going to have Cole Kmet.
It's fine.
Oh, you got something to say? Get the big man in there. Come on.
Say it. I was wrong. He told me. He basically knows more than I do about the players now. So.
Okay. Well, that's I find that not hard to believe.
It used to be hard to believe. Not lately.
Not lately. So, Bears don't have much of an offensive side Fields. Their top receiver, Darnell Mooney, is out for the rest of the season with an ankle injury, which means their top receivers are St. Brown, Dante Pettis, and Chase Claypool, which, you know.
He's out.
Huh?
He's out with an injury.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad I did my research.
Claypool has COVID. Never mind. That's not really the one.
Eagles cornerback should be able to wipe these guys off the face of the earth today. But the Bears are looking for a place that might find a little edge, and that could be Cole Kmet. And I don't think it's going to be much, you know, like you said, maybe 10 points. But you don't want to discount. You can't do that in this day and age of the NFL.
This would be a game in a typical NFL team would lose because everyone would bet against them. We would all bet our house, and that's why people don't go undefeated.
What's the line on this game?
It's 8.5 it is right now.
8.5.
So, it should be 14, right? So it started at 3.
It should be.
It started at 3, and that scared me.
How did that happen?
And we're going to talk more about how that happened when we come back from break here on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia, Green Legion Radio, live from Fat Poor Tap Works in Chicago, Illinois. The Rowdies are out. Can I get in?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
You guys, were brought to you by Live Casino in South Philadelphia. We'll be back right after this. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio. What do you got, Bayless? I have 8 tickets if anybody needs any. A little overshot on our mark here. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports pregame show here on 102.5 FM Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at Live Casino Philadelphia. But we're going to talk about Echelon Health and Fitness right now, located in Voorhees, New Jersey. Voted best gym in South Jersey 5 years in a row. Membership starting at $8.99 per month. Family and locally owned. Indoor track, newest cardio and strength training equipment, 3 studios, indoor pool, whirlpool, a dry sauna, and even a kids club. Over 100 group fitness and Thrive personal training sessions. MBSC Thrive personal training, considered the best group training in the country, and is exclusively offered in South Jersey at Echelon Health and Fitness. Member perks. Echelon members save at over 800 local businesses simply by being an active member. Coming to Audubon, New Jersey in early 2023, call 856-454-2976. That's 856-454-2976 for a free 30-day all-access pass. Or go to echelonhf.com. That's echelonhfhealthfitness.com. Everybody, we're live from Fat Poor Tap Works in Chicago. They have a mind of their own, everybody. I don't even need to start it anymore. It's good stuff. So, talking matchups, once again, we're talking about a blowout today. Is it a blowout? Can it be over by the end of the second quarter so I can come back here and warm up?
That's how a lot of these games have gone, been over at halftime.
A couple of the Bears players' parents usually are here by halftime.
Really?
That's actually not true. They come right after the game. But
as soon as the kickoff?
It's the NFL. I mean, everyone's so good, man. But our coaching is that good. Our players
Do you feel that? Do you feel that way?
I did about 2 weeks ago.
We're talking about Gannon in this same sentence. Are you sure about that?
Yeah. He's the epitome of Ben, don't break.
Giggity.
That's a perfect word for him. I don't want him as my head coach, but...
Well, somebody's going to take him, so that's fine.
Someone took Rich Kotite, too, by the way.
There's an opportunity today. All right, the Bears have no pass rush whatsoever. Their line is garbage from left to right. If you're an OC in this league and you're coming here, now you know it's going to be colder. You got a little bit of the element to fight with that players aren't used to. Players here are. But, you know, it's still, what is it going to be, 28 degrees at game time?
8 degrees colder than Philly. Always. 8 degrees. That's it. It's not that cold.
So it's not that bad, right? But if you're an OC in this league and you see a defense as bad as the Bears on both the pass and the rush, how do you keep yourself contained, or do you just... do exactly what you did against the Giants and burn up 8 minutes of clock in that first drive. Only plan on getting 5 yards a carry or 5 yards a play.
When you're at that level, it's like me playing one-on-one against Luke. I have so much fun. I dominate.
So every now and then we have fun here.
So what I think they're looking at...
I thought you were going to keep that in your pocket. You usually like it when it vibrates.
I do.
Giggity.
But no, what they're going to do is look at who has milestones to get today. So they're looking at, all right, How many does
I don't know about Smith Miles Stones. They're going to need to look at Miles Sanders, which they're going to be looking at for back.
Jeffrey Lurie will stop that. He doesn't want to pay him.
Well, he's gone anyway.
He's
all those
not
other guys that need things for their contract, they're going to eat today.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you. Well, the O-line, I cannot wait to watch this offensive line against this Bears pass rush. That it should open up. And you know what? The one player who has not been unnoticed but not getting the amount of credit that he should right now, Devontae Smith, without question, is, you know, he's solidifying himself as, you know, it's like Slay and Bradbury. It's not a 1 and 2 cornerback. It's 1 and 1A. And that's what our receiver core is right now. I don't know if Devontae has such a great season if AJ's not on the other side.
I totally agree. I was just talking about this with Luke on the way here. Look at who has guarded him. The number one defensive back has guarded him 2 games out of the last 4. I mean, that tells you right there. I mean, he's that good. I mean, it's
and you know why that is. So in my mind, he's got the best hands since Jason Avant.
Until last game, he's wearing like trash bags. He changed his gloves. What the hell's going on with those things? Did anyone talk about that?
They were scuba gloves.
Yeah, but they're like the new gloves. You can catch. I could still play, but he had like these trash bags on. I don't know what happened.
He doesn't like the cold.
In addition to Devontae Smith, another player on that receiver core who's starting to have a nice season, starting to get 4 or 5 receptions a game, which is what you want out of your slot receiver, 16, Quez Watkins. Got to love what he's bringing to the table right now.
Speaking of that Vikings game, though, how great was it to see that goofball that was here still making stupid mistakes?
Aguilar?
Yeah. I'm just going to stop running on this route.
I'm sorry, Rager.
Rager's still confused.
Yeah.
He can't spell his own last name. So.
I'm not going to keep running this route. I'm just going to give up.
He just stopped.
Yeah. Let the safety get it. So getting back to Quez Watkins, though, since game one, what I've said, I don't understand why his role is in every game to just run to the end zone. Just, you don't have a play, you don't have a route, just be in the end zone.
He should be running the 9 every time.
Every time.
Fly pattern.
There's actually, I was speaking to someone that knows a lot more than me, and they
said... Your son.
Him too, but it was a guy that used to play in the league, and what he was telling me, he goes, they're one of the few teams that do... If you watch from where our seats are and everything like that, they actually do spread the field.
Good.
Which is like the common sense is actually being used.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right, so let's get back to a few more matchups here.
There are none.
And I gotta be honest with you. Eric, this town is dangerous for me. 5 AM, it's not good. And hold on a second. General Manager Patrick here at Fat Port joining us. Patrick! Yeah. Patrick, that's for you.
I want my dad back.
Go Eagles! By the way,
A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
In lieu of Patrick's raise, we're going to change it.
Hold on a second, we can't hear you.
No, give him his money.
Pay that man.
Always.
So, Bears offensive line versus the Eagles pass rush. This is an interesting matchup, sort of. 50 sacks on the season. They took over the number one spot over the Cowboys, who had 49 going into last week and had no sacks in that game. Does that stat surprise you at all? The Cowboys having that many sacks. I get it. Michael Parsons has been kind of a sack machine, but did you really expect that from Dallas?
That's not really surprising. I mean, those front guys have typically been good.
Hold on. I'll let him do it the rest of the show. Slash, we could have 20 more minutes of this, right?
I would like to open up a bar in Philadelphia where that's the only song that plays.
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about Green Legion Pub that's opening up soon?
That would be awesome. But could we call Dallas and the powers that be and play for the slogan of America's team. Can we do that? Put it on the line?
You know what? I've said this countless times. I've run 14 trips to Dallas over the last 20 years. And the nicest people on the planet. It's the jackasses in Philadelphia that are Cowboys fans that ruin it for everybody.
Watch this. This is the coolest thing about having a 7-year-old. Hey, Luke, in your life, have you ever seen the Cowboys win anything?
No.
Yeah.
And
that's right, everybody. Pull out your VCR for that highlight reel. Good stuff. Good stuff. So, Eagles pass rush against the Bears offensive line. They're getting leads and let these guys burst, right? And it's fun. Two sacks in that first drive.
Mm-hmm.
Takes
their heart.
It's got to rip it right out of you. And is there an offensive line in the league that can compete against this Eagles defensive line? I don't think so.
I don't know if there is an offensive, even our own. I mean, the way that they picked up just out of nowhere two guys towards the end of their career and threw them in, I mean, everyone deserves credit. I mean, it's they're revolving there where we always have fresh legs. Where, like I said, I've never.
Yeah, we're doing a little bit of a move here, you guys. We're good. Right here is good. Good, 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 good.
Watch something that I always look at is that when you have to leave a chip blocker back, meaning the fullback, the running back, and a tight end instead of him going out in coverage, they have to do that every single time.
And everybody, Bridget Coyne, to the house. Avalon girl for years. Bridget's good friend. Excellent people. You still look amazing, sweetheart. You still look amazing. You know that, right?
Giggity.
No, she
does. Family show.
She always looks good. Continue. Sorry.
No, you're right, though, Eric.
I mean, we are that. I can't believe I'm saying it. We are that good.
I actually get a lump in my throat when I wanna peacock anything.
Pause.
I'm serious.
We won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. I'm feeling good.
All right. Slash, we got to take one more break here before we get to the end of the show, right?
No, you guys can keep going.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Well, yeah, we took the two quick ones and then ride it out till 11:30.
Let me know when we can segue to fun stuff instead of talking about this matchup.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, I got all kinds of fun stuff. I mean,
well, hold on a second. Let's talk about this. Bears quarterbacks have been sacked 42 times this season.
52 today.
Perfect. 52, that's it?
Yes, sir.
Does Brandon Graham have 3-3 again? 3 sacks, 3 tackles for a loss?
No, is he already at 10? Or is it Reddick that's at 10?
No, he's at 8.5 or 9.5.
Right, so those other three guys got to get theirs.
Well, Reddick is, I think, the only player in the NFL that's ever had 10 sacks in 3 consecutive seasons with 3 teams.
Yep.
So, hey, let that guy loose. That guy's a madman.
Yeah.
And I still find it hard to believe that somebody who only weighs 230 pounds is getting around that fast. This guy is a maniac.
Yeah, I weigh 230 and I can't do that. Like,
Hargrave's going to have 4.
Hold on. I used to weigh 230. How you doing?
Here, delete that out.
Again, left tackle Braxton Jones. Just watch that matchup all day. Cap, what do you got?
Well, I want to talk about fun stuff. So we can ask, who deserves an apology the most?
Oh,
in this
Eric,
team?
You got to get on that.
Who is it that
Hold
we...
Hold on, let him get his headset on. Okay, here we go. We're going to get into some fun stuff right now. Provided for and by Captain William Debs, everybody.
So as Eagles fans, who do we owe the biggest apology to? Is it
me?
No. Oh. Is it Sirianni? Is it Gannon? Is it Hurts? Is it Howie? That's question one.
Me personally is Hurts. I have never been more wrong in my whole life.
Bravo.
I was not wrong on any of this. Gannon would be my only thing. Hurts earned another season. Hurts earned another season. Absolutely. And this guy is a workhorse. He's got the demeanor. He's got the attitude. And I thought that was going to. I didn't think he was going to be this good. I said at the beginning of the season.
How the hell do you learn the deep ball?
He's throwing lasers now.
Yeah, go back and
sharks with lasers.
I like to watch the game of the passes that miss.
And if he didn't have seven drops this year, he would be the best quarterback ever.
Even the balls that are out of the
is that what it is? Seven drops
out of bounds.
Seven drops. That's I think that's like 99% less than last year or 2 years ago.
you sit back and you. I said in the beginning of the season that all he had to do was be good. He didn't have to be great for this team to go places. He is now a great quarterback. He is a great quarterback.
He's great in this system, and that's to our head coach. Coaching is so much more than we think. That's why none of us are good gamblers. It's these guys are so talented, all of them. Anyone can beat anyone. These coaches, I mean, you see the same teams win, right? It's Soriano is.
When people were banging on Hurts last about Nuggets, we don't know what they're asking him to do. I don't know that Sirianni knows what the heck he's doing. Back and let these guys do their job.
Hey, ever since Quincy Williams in that first drive of the Jets preseason game, I love the guy. Robert Salen, yeah, he didn't know what to do. He was calling him out.
Yeah.
Cussing. Kind of as much as you're doing on the radio show today, Eric.
I'm sorry about that. Imagine if us growing up had this team. It's a little bit. It's the only thing I'm jealous of.
Yeah,
I tell them all the time. It took me 40 years to even smell something.
Right. So let's go back to '88 and my heartburn. We had Randall Cunningham. We had Keith Byers. We had Keith Jackson. Seth Joyner.
Cecil Martin.
Hey, Cecil's a good guy.
He is. He owes me.
But that team was good.
He might be here actually. Cecil, you here? He might be here.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's
Does
get him
he
on.
Still know you? He owes you money?
Oh, he knows. Yeah. Yeah.
let's get him on.
$3,622.
Eric, let me see your phone real quick. Thank you. Hey, he's on phone suspension for the next 8 minutes. All right, Cap, what do we got?
So if things go the way we think they're going to go, we could have GM of the Year, Coach of the Year, MVP, and Super Bowl MVP. How fun would that be?
It's like Titanic.
Titanic?
All the Oscars.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was thinking.
Has anybody seen the new Avatar? Does it suck?
It's great.
Is it good?
Amazing, apparently.
Really? I was really hoping that thing flopped.
Yeah.
Don't wait. If you're going to be a tree hugger, don't wait 14 years for the next installment, James. All right? Sorry. Did I say that out loud? I get away with that. You got to get right up to the microphone, bro.
Apparently, it's great.
Hold on a second. Again, ready?
Right here, all the time.
No birds. Am I doing this the whole time?
There you go.
I
got to
get my radio.
Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Frank DeFrancisco.
Hold on, Frank. Right here.
Am I not close enough?
There you go. That's it.
I'll make out with the microphone. That's fine.
We have to do it every day.
There's definitely herpes on my lips and on the microphone.
Don't worry about it. We're all friends here.
All right, perfect. Let's go.
Who the f*** is that guy?
Go, Bert. Yeah, you're going to be asking that question a bunch, 100%.
Yeah, turn that up a little bit. So you want to talk Cowboys, right?
We do want to talk Cowboys.
All right, go.
Look, first of all, what are you doing picking up T.Y. Hilton? What is this, 1995? Like, what are they trying to do? No, I'm asking an honest question here. What has T.Y. Hilton done in the past 3 or 4 years?
Left the Colts.
The Colts have been awful. I like the Colts. Frank Reich, great coach. Sirianni, how about Sirianni after that game? This was for Frank.
Well, you have to remember what happened to the Cowboys in the offseason. All right, you lose Amari Cooper. Their up-and-coming receiver, oh, God, who went to...
CeeDee Lamb?
Huh?
Lamb?
No, not CeeDee Lamb.
Oh.
One of their... Who cares? We do.
True.
Because I love nothing more than to watch and hear about the dismay of Cowboys fans and team. Period. No,
all of the Cowboys fans, especially...
Dallas sucks! Dallas sucks!
Still.
Dallas sucks! Dallas sucks!
E-A-G-L-E-S
Eagles!
Keep going, Frank.
No, Dallas always... No, I will just talk all about... Why are we signing T.Y. Hilton? Like I said, this isn't the early 2000s. This guy has not been relevant and for forever. And now they're getting him and they're trying to say, oh, look at us. And then we're going to get Odell. All right, you're going to get Odell with a torn ACL. He's going to come back. He'll have a couple good games.
Turn the mic up.
The Cowboys are going to come into the playoffs.
Turn it up.
up.
There you go.
There we go. Here we go. There you are. This is a rookie podcast. I'm sorry about it.
This is no podcast, but, sir. This is live radio.
This is live radio. Yeah, that's what we're doing. But no, seriously. And you're going to get Odell. Okay, you're going to have him for a couple games. You're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs like you've done every single year for what? The 94? When was the last time the Cowboys were relevant? Forget 95. The Cowboys. We don't need them. They're a division rival who have been very irrelevant outside of Jerry Jones pumping money into the NFL. The Cowboys are nothing. And ESPN loves talking about them. I'll talk about the Cowboys all day. Let's go.
Hey, good. Keep going. I don't have to do a damn thing.
No, that's fine. Let's go.
The natural Ohio.
Nice, Slash. Nice.
But go ahead.
Well, no. So we do have 2 minutes left here. Perfect. And then we want to get back to Tito and the beautiful sounds.
Tito! Shout out.
Tapworks.
Shout out, Tito.
I want to know final score today.
Look, 9.5 points. Is that what the line is right now?
8.5.
8.5. 8.5. It's a lot of points for a home team. I think we run them over. I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it into a mic. As I'm saying it into a mic, I think we run them over. I got a couple friends out in Cali who are huge Bears fans. Bear down. No, get out of here. They're frauds.
Eric Bayless, sorry. 45-7. Sorry to ruin it. Keep going.
Yo, they will be lucky if they get a touchdown. I need Fields to run for 50 yards. That's all I'm saying. Selfishly, give them some garbage time. You know, we're already up 41-10. Maybe they get a field goal. I don't know. We'll see. I do think Slay gets a pick six early on, maybe first quarter pick six. Lock it in. It's probably at plus like 400 right now on FanDuel. Shout out. Use code cash. Use code CERTAINTY10. You get 10% off your shingles. Yeah, here we go.
All right, everybody. Crystal meth is a hell of a drug. Captain, what else?
No, it's just Adderall. You take so much of that, you're good all day.
But I just love
it's
how
it's a hell of a drug.
People's fantasy comes into their predictions.
He's about to get muted.
Talk big. They cut the mic off. I'm going to have to go over to Quimby.
Frank, no, we love you, good. Man.
Thank you for letting me join. I appreciate
please,
it.
Please.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good work, Frank.
Go Birds. Go Birds. Go Birds.
Cap, what do you got?
Too many to too few. This game is over at halftime, my friend.
My prediction? Unlike the rest of you heathens, I'm going to be warm in a box for the first time in a road trip ever.
Maybe you'll stay the whole game.
No, I'm leaving at halftime and coming.
Listen, your customers deserve your presence, my friend.
Did Slash just pull a giggity on us?
He did.
That was great.
I wish I actually had the real giggity. It would have been better.
Guys, always good time. Always appreciate you, Captain Debs, being here. Slash, appreciate you back in studio. Eric Bayless, owner of Fat Poor Tap Works here in McCormick in Chicago. You guys, this is Green Legion Radio's Fox Sports pregame show signing off for another week. 13-1, everybody. Can I get an E?
A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
See you Tuesday night, everybody, with Kenny Gainwell at Live Casino, South Philadelphia.
Go Birds!